Life and Water. Life on Earth once began with life in the oceans, the water that now covers two-thirds of the Earth's surface. In this exhibition, we'll tell you about what you can find in Swedish seas, lakes, streams, and under your jetty.
Number 3. Giant Squid. No, this isn't some kind of alien that wants to take over the Earth and eat up all the people. In fact, almost the opposite is true. The fishermen that hauled up this juvenile 10-armed giant squid off Gothenburg first tried to sell it to a shop. As this type of squid contains ammonia and is inedible, the museum got to buy it instead. The oceans of the world's deepest of the deep is still uninvestigated, and our lack of knowledge and, to some extent, fear of what's down in the ocean's depths has inspired many writers and storytellers to describe and draw fictional sea monsters. Tales of watery beasts, such as the terrible Kraken, were most likely inspired by finds such as this. The truth about the giant squid is that as an adult, it can be up to 20 meters long and weigh up to a ton. The enormous eyes, as big as a handball, have the same structure as our human eyes, which gives the squid the best sight of almost all ocean-dwelling animals. They are the largest invertebrate, but we know very little about how these evocative giants live, as the majority of finds of this animal are found dead, washed up on land or floating on the surface of the sea. Then there was the ink. It is a dark brown-colored substance which squids squirt out when they feel threatened. The color clouds the water and numbs their predator's sense of smell. For thousands of years, people have prized the pigment sepia from the ink of the squid. The squid you are standing by now is a juvenile, and when caught, weighed 48 kilos. It is preserved in alcohol so that it doesn't go rotten. But that also means that the animal's original colors have changed.